Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, out here in farm and ranch country, as other energy sources continue to rise in cost, you know, propane has stayed relatively stable. And Michael Newland, Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education and Research Council, or PERC, says it's very abundant, and they're always looking at ways to expand the uses of it.
Well over 90%+ produced here domestically in the U.S. of the propane that we see in the U.S.
Currently, propane is already used on more than 800,000 farms and ranches across America. And thanks to strong domestic production, supply remains plentiful. Newland says propane offers lots of versatility across a wide range of agricultural operations.
We dry the grain in the Midwest for sure. Anybody in the livestock business probably using our fuel to heat those confinement buildings. We're running more and more irrigation engines on propane these days.
And he says with the growing strain on America's electric grid, propane can also provide a dependable alternative in this space. For more information, including available programs and equipment rebates, visit propane.com. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.